Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Dr. Keshav, and I got a letter in the mail for an office that I just purchased. And I was wondering, what kind of programs do you have for working capital?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have that 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, it's 2311.
Uh-huh.
0401-0057-2692.
2692, okay, great. And what's a good number to give you a call back on just in case we get disconnected here?
760.
Mm-hmm.
310.
Mm-hmm.
5674.
5674. Okay, great. And I'm sorry, your name was Dr. Kesha?
Yeah, K-E-S-H-A-V as in Victor.
Keshav. Am I saying that right, Keshav?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good, good. And what's the name of your business there?
It's called Simply Smiles Dental Care.
Simply Smiles Dental Care. Okay. I have Bright Dental Care, is that?
Yeah, it used to be Bright Dental Group.
Okay, did that recently change, like in the past? Okay, a few months ago?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So let me see here. How do you guys have your company structured? Is it a LLC?
It's an S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay. And are you 100% owner there?
Correct.
Okay, good. All right, yeah, why don't you tell me a little bit what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction there.
One second. Yeah.
Like, how much were you looking for as far as, like, capital goes?
One second, okay.
Oh, sure.
Are we doing it under office?
For now.
License number?
It should be down here soon.
I don't
have it. Then email Crystal.
Okay.
Or text. Sorry about that, yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
Yes, I was looking for about $50,000 for working capital.
Okay. Now, what are you going to be using that for specifically?
Just day-to-day expenses and then some marketing as well.
Okay.
And I may need to get some equipment, but not right away.
Okay. Now, with the name change there, is that still under the same federal tax ID? Or is it a completely different entity?
Well, yeah, I purchased the business, so it's all under my name now.
Oh, okay. And then when did this happen?
May 1st.
Recently purchased business. Okay. But the business has been there for how long?
Last 6 years.
Okay. But you had to get a new federal tax ID and everything, right? Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. And so what did you guys do in sales last year? Do you know?
Last year, I think they did about $310,000.
Okay. Okay. What about this year? Are you on track to beat that?
Yeah. We're on track for about $330,000 this year.
$330,000 this year. Okay, nice. Okay. And for your bank statements, does it still under the Dental Bright?
No,
you got everything changed over.
Right.
Okay. And you have like documentation to be able to prove all that?
Right. I mean,
okay.
Basically I have the contract of sale from the office.
Okay.
What other documentation would you require?
That would be it. Does the business have a tax return?
I think I have an old one, yeah.
an old tax. For last year, you have last year's tax return?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. 6 years. Are you 100% owner now, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any current working capital loans out right now?
Well, when I purchased the office, we did financing through another bank. And so they did the whole purchase amount.
Okay, so you, what do you mean by that? Like you, whatever the business cost or like the building?
No, just whatever the business cost. So
okay.
It was, so I got a loan for $230,000 to purchase the business.
Okay, $230,000 to purchase the business. And who? What bank is that through?
Good question. It is Village Bank and Trust.
Village Bank and Trust. Okay. Okay. So kind of based off, you know, some of the information that you've given me here, I'm looking like to, you know, to give you a upfront estimate, anywhere between 30 to 50K in
okay.
working capital. Our terms are generally from 3 to 36 months. How long were you looking for as far as term-wise?
Probably 36 months.
Okay. All right, so on the longer term. Now, to be upfront with you, if with you being a first-time customer and all, it'll probably be along the lines of anywhere between 9 to 16 months. Is that something you think your business could handle?
Yeah, if I do like 16 months, I'm pretty sure that we'd be able to handle that.
Okay. All right, cool. 16 months would be... Yeah, but I will try to get you the longest, obviously, as possible. If I can get you
okay.
2-3 years, and that's what we'll shoot for. But I'm just saying, just in case we don't get approved for that and it comes back a little bit shorter,
okay.
then that's what we'd have to work with. As far as working capital loans, have you ever taken one out before?
No.
Okay. So just kind of to give you an overview of working capital, it's... it's not your traditional loan. They are short-term loans, and the amounts that we're able to get you are unsecured. So the interest rates are going to be a little bit higher than a traditional bank.
Okay.
It's because
okay.
it's unsecured. So we don't collateralize your business, you know, like any assets you have, your house or your vehicles. And we don't, nothing. We literally give you the money and just kind of hope that you pay us back, basically, right? So we kind of look at your, you know, your bank statements and see how long you've been in business. The only thing that I see might be an issue is the fact that it was recently purchased. I'm going to make sure and clarify that that won't be an issue. And as long as you have a tax return for last year of showing what the business, you know, did and that was there, it should be fine. Do you have 6 months of business bank statements?
No, because I just started last month.
Okay, okay. So then you're, they don't have the old, the business
yeah,
bank
I don't
statements?
Have, yeah, I don't have access to the previous owner's bank statements.
Okay, so that could be an issue here. Let me see. I tell you what, let me get your, is the good number to call you back is 760-310-5674?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me look up what we can do for you to make sure before we go forward with the application and that, and then I will see if we even have a shot here.
Okay.
Okay. What's a good email for you?
Dr.
Nick73. Nick73? Like, how do you spell that?
Nick, N for Nancy, I for ice cream, C, and then K for cake. Or
okay.
Kite.
Okay. And Nick73?
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay, great. All right. Dr. Keshav, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me find out some info, and I will call you back and let you know what we can do for you, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay. Okay. All right. Sounds great.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.